Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County audit delay leads to $3 million in withheld state funds. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County officials say millions of dollars in state funding have been withheld due to delays in completing the county's annual audit. Commission Chairman Bob Jordan announced during Wednesday's meeting that the state has withheld about $3 million in sales, use, and lodging tax distributions after the county fell out of compliance with the Wyoming audit requirements. Jordan said the county remains financially sound despite the delay. Campbell County officials say the audit delays stem from ongoing challenges tied to the county's transition to Tyler Accounting Software, consultant issues, and turnover in finance staff since 2025. The county is now working to complete the audit by June 30th, at which point state funding distributions are expected to resume. Senate passed the Second Amendment Protection Act as sheriffs statewide oppose the bill. A bill aimed at limiting Wyoming law enforcement's cooperation with federal gun regulations is advancing to the Wyoming House despite opposition from sheriffs across the state. Senate File 101, known as the Second Amendment Protection Act, passed the Senate on Thursday in a 26-5 vote. The bill will prohibit Wyoming agencies from enforcing federal firearm regulations deemed to violate constitutional rights and could expose agencies to civil penalties and lawsuits. Supporters say the measure is necessary to protect citizens from federal overreach. Senator Kel Case of Lander described the bill as an insurance policy, warning of what he called a hypothetical future where masked federal agents could arrive in Wyoming communities and violate residents' constitutional rights, referencing recent tensions involving federal agents in Minneapolis. But law enforcement leaders have raised concerns. Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny said that sheriffs from all 23 Wyoming counties oppose the bill, warning it could limit cooperation with federal agencies and expose local departments to legal risk. Opponents of the bill echoed those concerns. Senator Larry Hicks of Baggs said the bill could leave officers vulnerable to lawsuits even when confiscating firearms during dangerous situations like domestic violence calls. A companion measure, House Bill 130, is also under consideration in the Wyoming House. Lawmakers must still approve one version before it can become law, with debate expected to continue in the coming days. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.